I'm Matt Hartman, and this is TLDR Daily, the 5-minute podcast where someone smart gives me the TLDR on an interesting article. This morning, I'm calling Danielle David. She ran People Ops at Spoon University, which was acquired by Scripps, and then was head of people at Amino, a startup backed by Union Square Ventures. She now has a new job. She's head of talent and also a partner at a new startup studio called Material. Good morning, Danielle.
Morning, Matt.
How do we know each other, first of all?
You are dating my best friend and also the co-founder of Spoon University that I worked for.
Also, we're neighbors, kind of.
Yeah, we are actually neighbors. It's about an 11-minute walk if you map on Google Maps.
It's pretty close, I think, in New York distance.
I agree. Practically next door.
What are you reading?
I am reading an article by one of my favorite authors, Adam Grant. He's an organizational psychologist at Wharton, but he wrote an article earlier this month called Stop Asking Kids What They Want to Be When They Grow Up.
What does he say?
Yeah, he kind of makes a few big points. The focus is really that asking kids what they want to be when they grow up forces them to define themselves and their value in terms of work and what they achieve. And also there's kind of an implied thought that by asking a kid what they want to be when they grow up, it's basically telling them that there's a calling out there for everyone and can breed a lot of shame and stress for young people, but also into their teens and into college if they haven't found their specific calling or the dream job. And then his last point is if you survive point one and two, that often your career doesn't really live up to your childhood dreams. And so his argument is that instead of asking them what they want to be when they grow up, you should be asking them what kind of person they want to be and also what kind of things they want to do as opposed to just a role.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's still asking what they want later, but instead of saying we're going to call the roles the all-encompassing thing, ask them different kind of attributes almost?
Exactly. So it's basically saying that by asking them what they want to do, it's kind of like all of your hopes and dreams are wrapped up in exactly the specifics of the role and what you're going to achieve just in your career instead of making those aspirations a little bit bigger, which is what are the things you want to do, what are the things you want to achieve, and also the type of person that you want to be. And to dream big outside of just, you know, what you call yourself. Maybe that's doctor. For me, it was, I wanted to be coming up on the nose of whales at SeaWorld. My cousin told her mom that she wanted to be a lobster. So I think it varies, but for kids that that have specific aspirations, it's really exciting and can be really empowering if you know exactly what you want to do, but can actually be quite a stress-inducing question for young people that haven't yet figured it out.
Does he talk about examples of the kind of person you want to be? I think that's an interesting question.
So he actually doesn't get into all of the details, but he does talk about how that question at the beginning or that piece at the beginning where he talks about how by asking kids what they want to be, it forces you to define yourself by your achievements, because from a really early age, the answer to that question, he talks about how it wouldn't actually be socially acceptable to say, like, I want to be a mother, I want to be a father, I want to be a person of integrity. And that by asking that question, you're asking for a specific role rather than all of the other amazing things that we can all be in addition to the roles that we have in our careers.
Yeah. Why was this interesting to you specifically? Like, why did this article catch your attention?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I spend a lot of my time thinking about how to create workspaces and places of work and communities at work that are conducive to bringing your whole self to work and being the best version of yourself and asking questions about what it means to be a great employee and a great team member and a great manager. And I think that the reminder that there is so much more outside of that, and thinking about that and starting that at such a young age is really important to me. And I thought that he articulated it really well. I also think that businesses that recognize that people bring more to the table and are more than just their job are the ones that often succeed and are retaining talent at a higher rate because they are celebrating the entirety of someone, which I thought was a good way of thinking about it from a young age as well.
That's really interesting. Thank you so much for sharing it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to TLDR Daily. I'll link the article in the show notes. You can find me on Twitter at Matt Hartman. See you tomorrow morning.